When the world left winter behind today, the seasonal change caused a predictable reaction in the heart of poet Andre Cădrescu.
Every spring I get a disease called I am not in Paris. It's a bad affliction. It starts with images of walking down Boulevard Pasteur to Saint-Germain-des-Prés, and it reaches its critical stage with briskly walking and bewildered French girls caught between fashion and weather. It's too cold for what they are wearing, but it's officially spring, so they are wearing it. Their goosebumps form a great parachute from which I bail out into an indistinct happiness. The disease runs its course through melancholy and sweet visions of the great Parisian cemeteries clothed in tender green leaves where sleep my literary heroes. Don't you suppose, my friend Nadia said, that if you were in Paris, you might get the disease called I am not in Baltimore? I suppose, but I doubt it. My friend Nadia is an eminently sensible person. She believes you shouldn't get diseases you could avoid. But according to that kind of logic, you shouldn't be anywhere. They've proven that the air itself is lethal. But she's not altogether wrong. Baltimore is lovely in the spring. There are sweet green things everywhere, and the earth and buildings breathe a kind of ancient sigh. The gardens explode, and on North Charles Street the artists are getting suntans. And, of course, they don't have baseball in Paris. The kids there kick things with their feet, but unless the ball hits a window and the classic shrew of a concierge starts pouring boiling water on pedestrians, it's nothing to get excited about. And yet, there is something in Paris that loosens the binds of winter like no place else, and the disease runs its sweet course.